that ima the ima Yisrael. True, the grandmother came from Yisrael. But iavu the ima Yisrael, if the mother of his father, if the father of his mother came from Yisrael, then ima the ima mi Yosef. The grandmother came from Yosef. But Kol Pozim wasn't as bad as Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu Mamish married the daughter of Yisrael. Hashem Kavir by Aaron, his sons did not marry the daughter of Yisrael, but rather was only a great granddaughter of Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Mevnois potiel, tarati mashma." It's mashma both ways. So Kitzah, the Moshe Rabbeinu married Yisrael's daughter directly, and because of that, his grandson came out not so good. Hashem and Aaron did not marry directly into Yisrael's mishpacha, therefore it was okay. But those are the kasha. Pim Taimim came. Heich Pinchas ben Taimim. Why is Pinchas better? Mi Yonasin Shreima di Ima de Pinchas Misrai. And the grandmother of Pinchas is from Yisrael Yasir. Ki Heich Adima di Yahu di Yonasin Misrai. Just like Yonasin's grandmother came from Pinchas, from Yisrael. So why is Pinchas better than Yonasin? Vishtaimim Mishum the Yonasin whom he sat out. It was from the father. That Moshe, his grandfather Moshe, married. Shoy Oviv, Shabbat Yisrael, Pinchas Mitzarein. Pinchas' side was only from his mother's side. So if I face the father as Muashpor into the son and the mother. So therefore Pinchas was better off than Yonasan. Taita. Omar Rava. Rava says like this. Ha Noisa Isha. When you get married, if you pick a wife, before you pick your wife, Tzorach She Yivdok Biachia. You should check out her brothers. Check out her brothers. If her brothers are okay, that's a good sign for this wife. Shenema the pasuk says, "Vayikach Aaron et Elisheva bas aminadav, achois nachshon." That when Aaron went to marry Elisheva, it says who her brother was. Her brother was Nachshon. So, for the Gemara, mi mashma shenema bas aminadav. Once the pasuk says that he married the daughter of Aminadav, any day don't we know already shachois nachshon who, that the brother was Nachshon? Like we know already who the children of Aminadav was. Why does the pasuk here have to say that Aaron took Elisheva, Bas Aminadav, Achos Nachshon? What do you have to say that she was the sister or her brother was Nachshon? What do you have to say it for? So Loima comes to teach us, or Mikan, from here we learn out, Shehanoise Isha. If somebody goes to look for himself for a wife, Tzorach Sheyivdak Biachia, you have to first check out her brothers. If her brothers are okay, that's a good sign she'll also be okay. Tana will learn like this. Rav Bonim, interessant. Most of your children, doimim lachayim, they'll be like your wife's brothers. So therefore, it's good to check them out first. If you want to have good children, check out your wife's brothers. Because most children are like doimim lachayim, to the brothers of your wife, of the mother.
Yeah.
The Yasiru, the prophet says over there, that mi avircha haloim, like Micha asked this person when he turned towards him, "What are you doing here? Who brought you here? What are you doing here?" Omru lois, he said back to him, "Lav mi Moshe kasis, don't you come from Moshe Rabbeinu? This was Yonah's son. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson. This was the son of Gershon, the son of Moshe. So Yonah's son now came to Micha. The Yechsev it says by al tikrav haloim." Like, don't come, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, don't come near, that's the Moshe near also, Haloim. Laugh. Mi Moshe Kasi, also another writing came from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chsiv Bey, Mazeh Biyotch, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what's in your hand? And he also says, Mazeh, like, who are you? Laugh, Mi Moshe Kasi, the Chsiv Bey, V'yata Poy Amodimod, you stand here. And here also it said, Ma'ata Poy. So the Kitzah, Micha asked like Yonasin, and he came out that Yonasin was the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yonasin asked, so Micha asked Yonasin, Tasa Kren Lavoy Dezara, do me a favor, I have my Pesel, Micha here, I want you to be my Kren Lavoy Dezara. Omalahem. So they said back to him, Kach. So Yonasin answered back and said, no, I can't do this. Or no, he said, yes, I can do this. He said, Omalahem, he said like this, Yonasin, Kach mekublanu beis avi yaba. This way I was mekabel Torah from my grandfather Moshe Rabbeinu. The what? Le'olam yaskir odem asma lavoy dezara. A person should rather rent himself out. He has no money. He should not go around without money, but he should rent himself out, be hired by a church, by a Beis Avodah Zarah, v'yitzarach labrius, rather than going around taking tzedakah. Rather than have to going around and coming on to people for tzedakah, you're better off to go and have to even work for an Avodah Zarah. That's what he was mekabel for Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, he thought he was mekabel from his grandfather that loylam yaskirah the master of Avodah Zarah. Person should even rent himself out to work by base of Avodah Zarah by Yitzarach Labrius. He shouldn't have to come out to people to take money. But he made a mistake because for whose savar, he, Yohainu's son, Moshe's grandson, thought savar la Avodah Zarah mamish, that the Maimon Chazal meant even if it means you have to work for an Avodah Zarah like here. Micha asked him to become his kohen for the Pesel Micha. So he thought he's allowed to do it. But for Loi, he made a mistake. Ela Avodah Zarah means Avodah Shazara Loi. The Maimon Chazal is like this. Even something that's strange to you. That's what it means. Because before a person comes out to take tzedakah, you're supposed to try your uttermost to make your own money. Even if it means you're going to have to do work that Zarah that's strange to you. Not to worship an Avodah Zarah. Havadi had no heter, Yonason, to do it. That is no heter. It means to do work that's strange for you. Like we'll soon see. Kidiyomalei Rav l'Rav Kana. Like Rav said to Rav Kana. Rav Kana Vaistois was poor. Didn't have any money. So he told him, Nitoish Nevelusa Vashuka. If you get a job flaying Nevelus, dead animals, skinning them in the street, for Shokalagra and go take money. And that's the only type of a job you can get. Somewhere down the street on Fairfax, need somebody to have a dead cow there, and need somebody to pull off the skin in the middle of the street. So Mavuzah did a thing to do that. But if they need somebody there to skin the animal in the middle of the street, and you could do it and get money, go ahead and do it. For Loi Tami, you should not say to yourself, Gavra Rabbano, you shouldn't say, I'm the great of Kanach, been the great of Tam Chokhum. It's not nice. The Rav of the city, you're going to have a Rav of the city here, the Grand Rabbi, will be outside in the streets there, filleting fish in the middle of the streets, not going to look too nice. But Mikra Din, that's the halacha. Yeah, well, soon see, we don't hold what we hold the mice for soon see. Rav, Veloitem the Gavra Rabbi, you shouldn't say a great person. Vizila Bey Milsa, it's not nice for me. Yeah. So, that's all, that was the Maim Mechazal. So the kids say, Yonason made a little mistake. Yonason took it literally, that I'm even allowed to be over the Avodah Zarah, even because I have no money to take. Now, Lamaisa was brought down, Alochis Takas brought down a Maimah like this, that Lamaisa, before a person takes tzedakah, he has to make sure he tries to make his own living. But Avodah Zarah Gedorim, there's one hetter for somebody learning Chori, he has Kashya Kailam on them. How could a guy sit and learn in Kailam? And he takes the money from other people, the Chori should go and be a shoemaker. Let him go be a garbage man. They can't do anything else. Let him be a garbage cleaner then. Chori, the Quintus Gemari should be a garbage cleaner before that. So that is a hetter. And the mind if you're sitting and learning Torah is Odif. Here we're talking about the Gemara, that these people could do this work and still learn Torah. The mind said today, if you're not supported, you can't learn Torah. That's a Matthias. A Kerlamah to sit down and learn Torah the way you're supposed to put your mind into learning a whole day, it's only if you are supported. Therefore, the Gedolim already Paschal, the Chofetz Chaim, the Stipe used to say that Stipe even went so stark to say that his man is there. If somebody doesn't want to take money, he's called a Bagaivinik. Don't be such a Bagaivinik. If people give you money to support you, to let you learn, take it, you're supposed to take it, because that's the way you learn better. So that's not what this Gemara is talking about. Here we're talking about a guy that's not holding by learning, or he can learn the same thing whether he does these things or not. The question is, stop taking tzedakah. So stop taking tzedakah. Before you take tzedakah, you're supposed to take a shore and take any type of a job to make your own type of a panasa before you take tzedakah from somebody else. Agav, it's also brought down that the mini gid that if you are an Adam Chashiv, if you are a respectful person in the city, then as covered out terrorist boy, you're not supposed to do a davar mevuzah. That's already the meaning of his man is there already showing. Even though according to this Chaim Chazal, you are supposed to do it, but the mindset of the meaning is not like that. Mindset, if you have a rov, if you have somebody, it's choshev, even though he has no money and he's very, very poor,
he lemaisa should not go and do things that are mavuza in the eyes of the rabbin. He should not go do a mavuza digger thing. I mean, it depends what you call. I mean, the Chofetz Chaim, the Moshe, we know, had a grocery store. Right? He supported himself. Whenever he needed money, he used to go to the store and open up and make money to live on. Basically, that maybe that's not called just mavuza de gazach. But to do something that's really mis, that doesn't apply for you, like mamish, to be a garbage man. Like, you can't expect your rov to go around the streets here taking the garbage cans and putting them in the garbage truck. And that's the only job he could find. So Pasha, according to this Gemara, he should take the job. He's supposed to take and be the garbage cleaner. Then him goes and pick up the garbage and put it in there and put it down again. Do a good job. But as I write, the meaning is not like that. As I write, they don't do. But
before you take tzedakah, you have to think very carefully to make sure there's no way that you yourself can make a living or manage yourself. But again, if it's a shayla of learning Torah, that's a hetesher. That's a hetesher. Gedolim give a terim. That about it's kedai a person to be in kailul and to take money from other people. But that's the only way you learn Torah, and we need people, we need Torah in the world. That's the only way to, because after Torah, it's kedai to stay in Kerala. But, Nelamar says, Kivan Shiro David, Shemamoyne Chavavalov, once David saw that Yonasan liked money a lot, his grandson liked. No, this is somebody, this is David. Who did David see? I'm not sure David saw this here. Kivan Shiro David, Shemamoyne Chavavalov, Yonasan Minu Alaitzvers. He appointed him to be over his Aitzvers. Over his money, his bank account. Shenema Oshvul Ben Gershon Ben Menashe Nagra Loitzers. He appointed to be over the Loitzers. But the more bechi Shmuel Shmur was the name Shmuel. The Lo Yonasan Shmur, the name was Yonasan. And Rav Yechanan Sheshov Lakel Vecholivay. And Rav is going back to Yonasan. Moshe Ben his grandson. The is more than a grandson. Way down. Here's Moshe. He's alive on Dovra Melch's time. So Moshe must have been much later. But I call upon him. It says here they called him this name because the Maisi did tshuva. Even though Itaka worshipped Didi Avoy Dezoro by Pesach Micha, the Maisi lady did tshuva. That's why his name was called Shvuel. Because he was shaved, he did tshuva at the end. Yeah. Right now. Mishnah says, V'habonim Esav, that a son yashins his father. When the father dies, this is the normal Yerusha. I mean, no one, how do we know this? From the Siv, the Pasuk says, Ish ki yomus. It says, if a father dies, and he has no son, then the Yerusha goes to the daughter. So, taima diyein le ben. Why does the Yerusha go to your daughter? Only because you have no son. Mashma clearly, ho yesh le ben, if a father has a son, ben kaidim. That's the first ik Yerusha, that the sons, yasha, the father, and not the daughters. If a father dies and left over one son and 20 daughters, the one son yashins and the daughter don't yashin anything. Oh, Malera Popola Bayo. Amen. Maybe say like this. Maybe say the apostle means like this. Ika ben, Leris ben. If the father left over his son, the son yashins. Ika bas, Tiras bas. If he left over a daughter, the daughter yashins. What's going to be though, Ika ben or bas? Let's say though, when a man dies and he left over both, a son and a daughter, maybe loy high Leris, loy high Leris. Maybe then neither of them yashin. So what would be, what kind of happen is for the Gemara? A Viela man, who should get it then? Viela man, Leris, who should get it? What kind of story is that? Oto bar kosha demosa Leris. Should like Yechveiz bar kosha, that's like the, Rashi says, Meshalir. Should the mayor, Bradley, get it? Should Mr. Bradley get the Yerusha? If a father dies and left over his son and the daughter, so that is story that neither of them yashin, and it goes to the mayor, what kind of story is that? Ella rather means about the story that happens like this. He means like this, rather. El Hokikam is what I meant to say. Ika ben Obas, maybe when a father left over both, a son and a daughter, maybe loy hai liris kulub loy hai liris kulub. Maybe neither of them yashin those things. Ella ki adobi lirsu. Maybe in the case we have a son and a daughter, maybe both yashin together. Omalay abaya. We'll stop here. You're holding that Kuf Yud, the bottom of the Gemara. You can see that here. The Habonim Esav, that a son yashins his father. We know, and how do we know this? There's still the pasuk says, "Ish ki yomus," if a father dies and he doesn't have any sons, so then it says that a daughter yashins. So time is a diyuk here. Time, what's the reason why he ain't le ben? Only because he doesn't have a son. For yesh le ben mashra, if he has a son though, ben kaidim, then a son comes before the daughter. Then a son comes before the daughters.
Yeah.
Yesh le ben kaidim. Mashra clear from the pasuk, it says that a father dies and he doesn't have a son, then the daughter gets it. Mashra, if there's a son, he comes first. If there's a son, the son yashins. If there's only a daughter, then she yashins. What's going to be maybe Iker ben or bas? What's going to be if there's both? Let's say a man died and he had left over a son and a daughter. Maybe then, loy hai liris, loy hai liris. Maybe then neither of them should yashin. It's a very modern havamina, like the Marias, why not?